In its alternative fuel push, the Navy has already made use of the Defense Production Act, a law that lets DOD provide seed money to companies that supply things that are essential to national defense. But that was to produce small quantities of biofuel for demonstration purchases, at prices that were several times what it pays for fossil fuels. Now, though, the Navy says advanced biofuel technologies are far enough along that it plans to start using the DPA to replace petroleum. Tom Hicks is the acting undersecretary of the Navy.
The Department of Navy has a long, proud history of energy innovation. From sail to coal, as we often say, coal to oil to nuclear, the Navy has led the way. We see advanced biofuels as that next energy innovation, and we believe we're taking action. Under the direction of the President, the Department of Navy, in tandem with the Departments of Agriculture and Energy, have partnered to promote a national biofuel industry. Within the past 12 months, under the authority in Title III of the Defense Production Act, we took one major step forward. Through the DPA program, DOD made Phase I awards to four companies, which committed to produce a combined total of more than 170 million gallons of fuel per year of drop-in military-compatible biofuels, with production beginning in 2016 at an average price point well below $4 a gallon. And I might add, with greenhouse gas emissions 50 to 95% lower than petroleum. And just to put the price in perspective, today we pay $3.73 a gallon for our jet fuel and our marine diesel fuel.
The selection of the initial four biofuel companies made up Phase 1 of the Navy's DPA program. In Phase 2, it plans to make awards this July in a down-select process in which it will pick some or all of those companies for large-scale production, says Chris Tyndall, the Navy's Director for Operational Energy.
The big thing is that out of the Phase 1 proposals that we got, we were able to add up what those gallons were, and we have a potential, if all of the awards are made, 171 million gallons at full production for those four companies. And I want to point out that weighted average price in 2013 dollars is less than $4 a gallon. So we know that it's going to be cost competitive. We know that it's going to be a really big thing that we have going on, and so we're very, very excited about that.
The Navy says in the demonstrations it's conducted so far, its engineers and the operators of its ships and aircraft have been unable to tell any difference between the use of traditional fossil fuels and biofuels, with one exception. Since it's cleaner than refined petroleum, the fuel filters on its platforms don't need to be changed as often. The raw material the four companies will use to generate that replacement energy source will range from woody biomass to used cooking oils and municipal trash. Separately from the DPA effort, the Navy says it plans to issue two new biofuel solicitations this summer under an agreement it signed with USDA in December called the Farm to Fleet Program. That initiative will let the Navy buy up to 800 million more gallons of biofuel each year. The prices under Farm to Fleet are also expected to be competitive with petroleum, partially because USDA will use funds from its Commodity Credit Corporation as early stage financing to help offset farmers' costs to produce the biofuel's feedstock. Under one solicitation, which will cover farms in the eastern half of the country, the Navy expects fuel deliveries to start in April of 2015. The second will start generating biofuels from the Rocky Mountain and West Coast regions by next October. Tyndall says initially the biofuels will make up just 10% of the blend it will use to power its fleet, but within the next few years it plans to ramp up to a 50-50 blend of fossil fuels and biofuels.
So the reason we're doing that is because we know about 90% of the price is going to be locked in. That's the fossil fuel parts. We know what that is. So it's really the 10% part that we really got to worry about. And so by doing a 10% biofuel blend to start out with, it will help these companies, number one, get to the volumes that we need, but also get to the price that we need, and then we need it to be cost competitive. So if you think about it, 10%, 43 million gallons, and 37 million gallons, so we're looking at a total of about 80 million gallons of total production just from the East Coast and from the West Coast, okay? But we can go all the way up to 400 million gallons if we do 50-50 biofuel blends. And that's just domestically.
But since the Navy buys its energy and refuels its ships in hundreds of locations around the world, domestic production alone won't do the job if it's going to meet its goal of meeting half its energy needs through alternative sources by 2020.
DLA Energy, Defense Logistics Agency Energy, has four different solicitations that they use around the world. We have the East Coast and West Coast, And then we also have the Atlantic, Europe, Mediterranean, and the Western Pacific. That encompasses the whole, all of our purchases. And we purchase fuel and we get it from 600 points from throughout the globe. And so those 600 points can be in different countries as well, too. We're trying to help to develop those through a lot of encouragement in Australia, in Italy, Japan, a lot of different places, because we know that we are a global force and we are everywhere. We're not just here in the United States. We have a lot of ships that are actually deployed in a deployed status just about all the time. They don't come back to the United States. They're always on station somewhere throughout the globe.
The biofuel purchases are a critical precursor to Navy Secretary Ray Mabus's goal to begin sailing what he's dubbed the Great Green Fleet by 2016. That construct involves an entire carrier strike group that's powered by alternative energy, including its aviation assets. But Tyndall says the Navy doesn't intend for that 2016 milestone to be a one-time gimmick.
This Great Green Fleet effort is really the start of our new normal. And what I mean by that is that we're not just doing this just for the Great Green Fleet. We're not doing this just to meet our 2020 goals. We will have these biofuel annexes in the mil-spec in these particular fuel solicitations all the time. And it's just going to be for operational fuel purchases all the time. If it's cost competitive, we'll buy it. If it's not cost competitive, we won't buy it.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.